How is it for a while? Just to feel for turning off the connection to the sense of past. And feeling for turning off the sense of connection to future. Not particularly trying to be about meditating right now, but just leaving off connection to past, connection to future. What's left? A little bit like tending a fire that we notice that it has enough room to breathe, as well as wood or some fuel to burn. Just clearing a bit connection to past and future. And just leaving room for what's left. And usually, what's left, there is some actual flow of life experience. And there's some way of not wanting just that. Either wanting something more or something less. Not quite wanting just to be with that that's left, that's not past and not future. There's some kind of turning away. And we could just feel that tension as another part of the experience. We could start to notice how much of your experience is not in your control, not in your hands, doesn't listen to your. Say. So the flow of experience doesn't really care what you want or think, it's just going on. And then also our reaction that rides or relates to that flow has its own life, doesn't really care what we think it should be. We want to be open, we're closed, we want to be closed, we're open. And so a starting place can be noticing that it's not in our control, that it's not also mine, it doesn't obey me, and I don't make it, and I can't stop it. And that can be uncomfortable. We can leave room for this uncomfortable time of not knowing where I fit in. And then what? Maybe it's possible to let the body rest into the ground, to notice the body is really in touch with ground and air, completely surrounded, inside and out. And we could let the body be here. We could notice our hands, if you want. Just feeling the sort of bubbling life of hands. Acknowledging that today there are some big processes going on. Nowadays, some people just go away from home and maybe city and turn off devices and just that. Is kind of huge nowadays for city livers and device owners. And maybe it's possible to have a sense of resting towards the back of the body, whether you're sitting or lying or standing or walking. Resting sort of down and back. Maybe as if the body is a kind of satellite dish, parabolic dish, with the belly in the middle and the lower back. And we let the front of the body rest towards the back of that curved bowl of being. And we let the belly be the center, the kind of headquarters where the real brain is, maybe. To receive experience there in the middle of this bowl. A bit farther from the head, down in the belly or lower back, maybe. And to let experience be slippery, here and gone. And to feel where we could receive it and let it be slippery. We could just let this flow come through. And while thoughts and emotions are going on and flowing through in their own way, like weather, it could be helpful to rest down into body sensation. feeling the struggle and the relief of giving less emphasis to what we think and what we feel emotionally, and more emphasis to sense experience, especially body felt experience. Maybe having a turn of letting the breath just have you. And you could feel the breath in the whole body or just in the belly or in your one place. From time to time, you'll notice that you feel reactive or lots of thinking. You can feel that in the body too. How do you know you feel angry or closed or excited or happy, fearful or peaceful, etc.? How do you know that in body language? Hot, cold, soft, hard, fast, slow, etc. And then again, slipping into the simplicity. And if you like, the whole breath or just the out breath, or just the body on the ground in the air. Not my own thing. And still, definitely, something's going on here that we call body. And if for you it's really, really hard to feel the body at all, so for some people that's true, can hardly tell that there's a body here. It could be more fruitful to investigate and feel, be curious about what your deepest wish is in the life. Not what you think it should be, but what it really is. And to tune into that wish, being open to feel how it feels in the body gradually. And maybe having a word or image or both that you center around or return to when you notice you're gone. And so if possible, feeling for that sort of fire that you can sit close to, not what just happened and not what might be about to happen, but what's left when we leave those activities aside. And how that is experienced bodily. And if body is not possible, then the deep wish. As simply and honestly as you can.